I'm Chris Martin with New Hampshire Audubon. Blue jays are one of the first birds we learned to identify as kids. You can find them all over the country, but strangely, not a single state has chosen the blue jay as its state bird.
In the morning when the sun first comes up, there are chickadees and there are nuthatches. After 15 minutes or so, the blue jays all come in mass, like a band of ruffians. All the other birds scatter.
I mean, a lot of people will describe them as being bullies.
That's Kim Varney Chandler from Hancock. It's Dave Anderson from the Forest Society, and this is Something Wild.
I hear this banging on the wall of my house. Look out the window, and I see these blue jays eating the paint off of our house.
So we decided to look into blue jays in New Hampshire in the winter.
Would they have a paint chipping party where a bunch of them did it at once?
Yes. I set my trail cam up to see if I could catch them. And there's 12 to 15 jays that come.
Kim discovered she's not the only one with this problem and found Cornell University's Project Feeder Watch.
The theory was that the blue jays were missing calcium from their diet in the wintertime and that they were eating paint off people's houses to get the calcium out of the paint.
The researchers don't think the jays are digesting the paint, but gathering it in their crops, a muscular pouch in a bird's neck that temporarily stores food. They fly off and then stash it for later, for the calcium they'll need for egg laying in the spring.
Calcium carbonate, also known as calcite or chalk, has been used in paint for thousands of years. Calcium is a limiting nutrient in New England's soil, thanks to acid rain that's leached out a lot of the calcium, so for forest growth in plants, it's scarce. I'm assuming that the birds need the calcium for egg laying. I wonder if it's just the females.
Well, female and male blue jays look pretty much identical, so it'd be hard to tell just by watching them. Blue jays spend a lot of time gathering material, taking it off, and stashing it. It's just what they do. It's part of being a blue jay. As a scatter hoarder, you're going to do that. You're not going to be thinking, I'm saving this for a time in the spring when I'm going to need it. It's just what you do. You stash stuff.
So over generations of blue jays, they've somehow figured out that paint chips are advantageous?
Blue jays are corvids, a highly intelligent family of birds that includes crows and ravens. But Kim found a possible way to outwit them.
So the recommendation was to feed them eggshells and see if they might take you up on that offer instead of continuing to eat the paint off of my house.
Or do both. Eat your eggshells and eat your paint.
Well, that's actually what happened yesterday. They're now moved on to a different part of the house.
But, oh, really?
Yeah. But the key is to rinse the eggs off, and then I bake them in the oven on 275 for about 20 minutes or so. And it's supposed to kill all of the bacteria or whatever that may still be on the eggs. And then I put them in a plastic bag, and I use my potato masher, and I mash them up.
Into small, smaller pieces.
Yeah.
This strikes me as a tremendous amount of effort just to try to deter blue jays from pecking at your house.
It is. It is. I'm a bird nerd. There's no doubt.
Are you going to continue to provide eggshells for the blue jays?
Yes. Yes. I don't want to repaint my entire house.
The question in my mind is, would they do this in April or May when they are about to lay eggs?
We're going to find out.
We will find out. Yeah.
And once I heard this story, I saw blue jays doing the same thing. The blue jays were chipping paint on my shed, too.
A reminder to take a close look at the birds in your neighborhood.
Even if you're a longtime curmudgeonly old observer like me, you can always learn something new. And thanks to Kim Varney Chandler for sharing her blue jay story with us.
Something Wild is a partnership of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR. This is one of the stranger wildlife experiences I've had, watching people share videos of blue jays chipping paint from their respective houses.